Popping balloons was like an orgasm. Popping balloons was like an orgasm.
Whoa, Kelly Slater talking about sexual balloon popping. More on that later in the show. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. You are listening to the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote, and let's get right into it. This is Surf, Skate, Snow, and today, skim news for Monday, August 28th, and the week before and after. You can listen to the Monday Mass any day of the week. Don't think it's weird to listen to the Monday Mass on Wednesday or even Thursday. This stuff's happening, it's happened, and it's about to happen. So let's get into the show. The Monday Mass is brought to you by Quincy Woodwright Skateboards and Gnarly Wood. Gnarly Wood and Quincy Woodwright, two American companies doing awesome things. Gnarly Wood is your business amplifier. Shipping, receiving, warehousing, e-com, everything. They do everything to amplify your business. Do you have a product, a shirt, a towel, let's say? They will take care of all your back-end needs. You can be the genius out front. Everybody, this is my company. It's awesome. But if your product doesn't get in the hands of your customers, what's the point? Gnarlywood does that. Follow us at Gnarlywood on Instagram. And Quincy Wood writes, they make American-made skateboards, folks. It's, you know what, good wood. It's hard to find these days. Quincy Wood writes, this got it. Follow it at Quincy Wood writes. Let's get into the show. Can't talk that good today. I stayed up late watching Game of Thrones last night. My rock and roll act, my rock and roll band, Cut You Up, follow us at Cut You Up Music, plug, had two shows this weekend. We played on Friday night. We played on Sunday right here at the Leucadia Art Walk. We played on Friday at the Poorhouse in Oceanside. We were on tour, basically. Saturday was the 31st annual Stone Step Longboarding Contest, a local tradition, and it's really a very small but beloved local contest. Congratulations to Justin Cote for taking the win yet again. This dude is unstoppable. In the one time a year he longboards, and he's unstoppable. And congrats. Until next year. I lost first round. That's my story. Let's get into the stuff that matters if you care about, you know, action sports. And at the very, you know, the very beginning of this podcast adventure we've been on, 20-something episodes deep, we said we're reclaiming the phrase action sports. It's okay to say now. It's officially cool. It's fine. Action sports. Let's just call it that. We've got a lot of good action sports news and views coming up for you in this show. It's going to be great. So what do you say we get into it? Oh, another note. Next week, and next month, all month, starting in September, the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass. It's called Villager Week. That's right. Villager. Coconut water extraordinaires. We'll have Villager team riders as guests. We'll do some Villager giveaways. And it's going to be fun. That's next week, next month, September 2017. Monday Mass, Villager Month. It's going to be dope. What do you say? We got to, first, you know, before we start, this is all fun and games, action sports, surfing, skating, whatever we got. We got to remind everybody that there's a disaster happening in Texas right now. Please donate to the Red Cross. Do what you can to help our friends in Texas. They're going through hell right now. Some of the worst flooding we've seen in years. In decades. I mean, ever. I've been watching it on the news, and it's shocking. So whatever you can do to help, if you're listening from Texas, we got your back. So, I mean, I don't know what more we can do. You know, you start collecting household items and get ready, because they're going to need them. All right? So, again, hit up the Red Cross, and we'll keep you guys tuned on how you can help on an action sports level. I don't know. Whatever we can do to help. We're with you, Texas. We got you. All right. That was the serious stuff. Now let's get into the fun stuff. This is Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Let's kick it off with surf news. We want some. We get none. What we say. This is surf news, folks. Surf news here on the Monday Mass. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops, with five shops in the San Diego area, as well as an online presence that'll blow your socks off at South Coast. Follow them on Instagram. That will be the wormhole to take you into the world of South Coast Surf Shops. And don't forget, South Coast Surf Shops, brick and mortar stores all over San Diego. They got you online gear. You! Just you gear. You! You want those cool shirts that say you on the front? A kook hat? They got them. Let's get into surf news. Here we go. Let's start with, QS, serious business here. All right, so in the world of qualifying series surfing, all right, for the surf nerds out there that follow this stuff, I know there are a lot of you, closeted and out of the closet, surf nerds that love the QS. I'm one of those people. I almost like the QS more than the championship tour, because there's real emotion. I don't know, there's something to lose, more so than sometimes we see on the championship tour. Those guys have made it. This is the group of surfers that is either on the verge of making it, hasn't made it yet, wants it, and let's get into it. Coco Ho, she's on a roll. She beat Maud Lacar in the finals at the 2017 Pro Anglet. She took a win in the QS 1500. On the men's side of things, Ramzi Boukhine beat Johan Cousinet. Who is Johan Cousinet? Dude is winning. Dude is like winning the QS in the first half of the year. He's 17th in the world right now, most likely. I mean, just judging by, you know, trajectory, etc., won't qualify, but he'll be in the conversation. But man, that name is out and about. And I hope I'm Johan Cousinet. I am French of heritage. This is a Frenchman. Very hard name to pronounce on paper, but man, he's a good surfer. QS standings haven't changed much at the top since the Vans US Open of Surf. Jesse Mendez way out in the lead, 22,700 points. He's qualified. Let's just say that he's qualified. He's had shockers in the past in Hawaii, just missing qualification, but he is pretty much locked. He's handcuffed himself onto the 2018 World Championship Tour. Second place, Michael February from South Africa. Freestyle February. This is how big Jesse's lead is. Michael February is in second on the QS right now with 14,750 points. Mendez has 22.7. I'm not good at math, but that's a lot. It's a big lead. Kanoa Igarashi is in third. Tomas Hermes at fourth. Griffin Colapinto in fifth. I would like to see all five of those guys on tour. Kanoa's on tour already, so 4+. And we'll see if these next guys I'm about to talk about will make it. The Vans Pro Virginia Beach, a QS 3000. The biggest event, not wave-wise, biggest event attendance-wise, prestige, historically speaking, on the East Coast. Virginia Beach, they love surfing and skating. They love it all. Virginia Beach is awesome. And every summer, kind of to signify the end of the summer season on the East Coast of Virginia Beach, you've got the Vans Pro, ECSC. It's a big party. Keanu Asing took the win. Pakadauskas got second. Now, this is a smaller rated event, QS 3000, but I'm telling you, these 3,000 points are huge. Keanu's moved up four spots on the QS to number 8. Pakadauskas is in 9th place on the QS. Again, two surfers I would love to see on the World Championship Tour. Now on to the next, this starts, oh geez, this starts tomorrow, but maybe. And this is a great name for a surf contest, the Pull and Bear Pantene Classic Galatia Pro QS 6000 starting August 29th. Let me say that again. Welcome, surf fans, to the Pull and Bear Pantene Classic Galatia Pro QS 6000. Now, while this is a long, slightly awkward name for an event, this is a prestigious event. And this is an event where the waves, more often than not, are firing. Kanoa Igarashi won this event last year, giving him a huge points boost at a very important time on the Key West season. So this is a big event. You should watch it. Like I said, the waves are usually good here. Let me read you a quote from the WSL website talking about the Pantene Classic. All surfers should now be at the top of their game to head to La Factoria de Olas, a.k.a. the Wave Factory of Pantene, for the 30th edition of the Pull & Bear Pantene Classic Galicia Pro, one of the most consistent places on tour, like I said. QS 6000 for men and women. So tune in and see the future of the World Championship Tour unfold right in front of your eyes. All the big names will be there. It's going to be a great event to watch. You're going to be psyching. And pretty sure the wave is going to be good. That starts tomorrow. Well, again, math-wise, not my strong point. Time zones, again, not my strong point. Go to worldsurfleague.com. Find out for yourself when the Pull & Bear Pantene Classic Galicia Pro QS 6000 starts. It's going to be a great event. Speaking of events, World Surf League has just purchased the rights to the Mavericks contest in any form. So basically, there's one permit to hold a surfing contest at Mavericks, and that permit was in limbo. I did the event up at Mavericks. I did not surf it. I commentated the Mavericks event the last time it happened, the Titans of Mavericks. And while the waves weren't quite where everybody wanted them to be, it was still heavy, still one of the gnarliest events in the world. This is, on its day, top three heaviest places in the world you can surf. Freezing cold, sharks, the whole ocean is moving into this zone. So terrifying to watch. I can't even imagine being out there. So hopefully, the swell window is wide open and ready. And we will see competition go down at Mavericks in 2017 or 2018. Thank you, WSL, for buying the rights to Mavericks. If you're going to have a big wave world tour, you got to have an event at Mavericks. And I'm excited, and I hope it happens. And I hope I get to work at it. Because you know me, I know everything there is to know about big wave surfing. I don't do it, but I can talk about it. And I can talk about this. This is good news, folks. The Gadauskas brothers have teamed up yet again to bring you Surfboard South Africa. That's right. The Positive Vibe Warriors, along with Surfers Not Street Children, Michael February's he is the spokesperson for this organization. And Waves for Change are going to start a new second annual, hopefully, surfboard drive. They're going to collect surfboards for homeless and at-risk youth in South Africa. Last year, they collected a ton of surfboards. I mean, we're talking, what, 100, 300, hundreds of surfboards for Jamaica. And you can bet the surf scene in Jamaica, The Gadauskas brothers, along with Positive Vibe Warriors, have changed everything when it comes to surfing in Jamaica by bringing them surfboards. How many of us have surfboards laying under, you know, under our porch, in our backyard, sitting in the garage, gathering dust? Well, here's what you do. Grab those surfboards. And between September 1st and 30th, bring those boards to Jack's Surfboards in Huntington Beach, Surf Ride in Solana Beach, Proof Lab if you're up in Mill Valley. Those are just three of the shops you can donate to right now, but start collecting your boards. There's going to be way more opportunities to donate throughout September. Follow at Positive Vibe Warriors. Follow any of the Gadauskas brothers on Instagram, and you'll get yourself some more information. I've already got two surfboards out of the garage to donate. I mean, a lot of us take for granted how easy it is to get a surfboard, whether it's, you know, a hand-me-down, whatever. We've all got boards. We're lucky. There's kids in South Africa that basically, if they had an opportunity to get a surfboard, it could change their whole life. So get those boards out of the garage out from the shed in the backyard where they're just collecting, you know, Black Widow spiders. Clean the spiders off them before you donate them, please. That's the last thing we need, to export Black Widows from your backyard to South Africa. So, yeah, Positive Vibe Warriors, always amazing, doing great things. Love it. Gather your boards. It's time to help South African surfers get a leg up. Get shredding. In other news, I saw this on BoardWrap.com. BoardWrap.com is a great site for you guys to check out, action sports fans. This is a updated action sports news portal. I mean, it's updated on the minute. These guys rule. They had a story from Condé Nast. Condé Nast, the top 10 best breaks in the world. I don't. Why did I go into that accent? Condé Nast Traveler. That's better. The Condé Nast Traveler, top 10 breaks in the world. These are world-class surf breaks for you to surf. And this is three. Here's three of the waves that the Condé Nast people are telling you to go surf. Mavericks Beach. Go surfing at Mavericks Beach. Are you looking for the ride of a lifetime? Go to Mavericks Beach. Don't do it. That is not where you want to surf. It's scary. It'll hurt you. They also say Nazaré, Portugal, right? Because that's a great break for all of us to go surfing. Nazaré! It's fun. Do you have a jet ski team, a life vest, a 10-6? Go for it. Also, one of the best breaks in the world for you to surf, according to Condé Nast, is the world-class surf break. It's a reef break. It's famed for its massive and often dangerous waves. Talking about the Banzai Pipeline. So there are your three breaks, 3 of 10, to go surf, according to Condé Nast. Thank you for Board Wrap giving us that report. Condé Nast wants you to go surf Pipeline, folks. It's fun. Oh, this is fun. Kelly Slater was on our homies show talking about The Wire podcast. Mr. Chris Groh, a.k.a. Chris Groh from The Shred Show, who's been on this podcast before. Chris Groh got the exclusive on The Wire podcast. The Wire podcast, part of the Firewire family. Kelly Slater was on there. Great. This is a great episode. Fantastic conversation between Chris and Kelly Slater. Not Chris Cote and Kelly Slater. Chris Groh and Kelly Slater. And I love this clip. This is actually, we played this at the top of the show. This is Kelly Slater talking with Chris Groh about sexual balloon popping fetishes. Yeah, things got weird on The Wire. Here's Kelly talking sexual balloon stuff.
Who get off on balloons popping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that because I watched this weird fetish thing online.
A funky documentary about that.
Yeah.
Which is maybe a separate podcast, like bizarre sexual fetishes that people have.
I found this, this guy found that popping balloons was like an orgasm. Like, dude. It was that exciting. It was like a sexual addiction almost to pop balloons. Like, it was as fetish as anything. And he found an online group of people who loved it too. And then they did this documentary where they follow him and he meets some of those people for the first time. And they're talking about, oh my gosh, do you really feel the same thing I do? And then they're popping these balloons and it's so weird. It's so weird. They're with together. Like, and they're like, oh my God.
Have you seen the...
Whoa, guys. It sounded like you guys were kind of getting off on talking about people getting off on popping balloons. And I like it. Listen to The Wire. The Wire is great. And that is a great episode with Kelly Slater and Chris Groh. What else do we have for surf news here? So that's one of the best surf podcasts there is. Now back to the world's greatest action sports podcast. And that being said, skimboarding is one of my favorite action sports. Beach, whatever. Hey, now it's getting crazy. Skimboarding is one of my favorite things. And I'm not new to the skimboard bandwagon. I've been skimming since I was 10 years old. Worked my way from a wooden skimboard on the flat sand up until where I was skimming, mostly down at Marine Street in La Jolla. Did enter a skimboarding contest when I was 15 years old at Aliso Pier. and it was most likely the contest called the Vic Pro. This is one of the biggest skimboarding contests in the world. Victoria Skimboards, one of the OG names in the game, puts on this contest every year, and this is the most hotly contested contest we got in the world of skimboarding. And through last week's conversation that I was having with the microphone and you people listening, my homies at Exile Skimboards, and there you go, there's the plug. This week's skim news here on the Monday Mass is brought to you by Exile Skimboards. And I'm going to go up there hopefully this week and rip with those guys, because I need some help. You know, I need some grease in the wheels, if you know what I'm saying. I need some help skimboarding. So I've had the same board for 15 years. I'm going to up my game, and I'm excited. But here's what we got now. So my favorite, I'd say my top four skimboarders in the world. This dude is, I kind of see him as like the John Florence of skimboarding, style-wise. I mean, the dude, his attitude, he's mellow, he's humble. He rips like you've never seen on a skimboard. And he won the Vic Pro for 2017. So he's known around the world as one of the greatest skimboarders there is. I'm talking about Blair Conklin, Exile Team Rider. The homies, homie Hank at Exile hooked me up with Blair Conklin, and I got to talk to Blair about, you know, skimboarding contests, what makes them different from surf contests, you know, the overall vibe of skimboarding, how you can learn, how, you know, why is skimboarding so, you know, it's a small unit doing it at this high level, but anytime someone sees a wave skimming or whatever, people freak out. Skimboarding's that cool, and we're going to talk to one of the coolest of the cool, one of the best of the best. Here's Blair Conklin. Conversation where I took my questions out so you can just listen to his answers. And Blair's, this dude rules. He's currently a senior at Berkeley and one of the world's best skimboarders. So he's got a lot going on. And we thank Blair for taking time out to talk to us here at the Monday Mass. Here's Blair Conklin.
Yeah, this was the 41st annual event held by Victoria, and it's a pretty big contest in our sport. I think it's definitely the longest running event in our sport, and it's you know, kind of in the Mecca, held in the Mecca of skimboarding. Laguna's, I believe, where the sport was originated. Yeah, it's a big gathering of people from all over the place, and kind of, yeah, a big deal for skimming. Three scores, and it's, the heats themselves are kind of shorter. They're about 10 minutes, and skimboarding's like pretty fast paced, so there's a lot of like lot of waves that can be ridden in 10 minutes, and a lot of running back and forth between competitors, and kind of fighting for priority on the slope. Yeah, it's also similar to surfing in that, like, you have three-man heats, and then you have, you basically have, like, brackets similar to surfing as well. Skimboarding waves are usually ridden, or they're a lot shorter than surfing waves, so often it's, like, you know, one big turn, and maybe a trick or two after that, and then you're back onto the beach. But I think that a high scoring wave for skimboarding is when you have, you know, multiple maneuvers on a wave that's decent, pretty good sized, and at Aliso, that is a good beach for, you know, really powerful, pretty large size waves breaking very close to the sand. So it allows you to there's only a select few beaches around the world where you can skimboard, really, and that's kind of what I think limits our sport and kind of keeps it really grassroots and a small community. If it was surfing, I find myself sitting in a lineup waiting for my turn a lot of the times, which you do have to do in skimboarding, but I'm running a lot more and going for a lot more waves when I'm skimboarding than my normal surf session. So, you know, granted, those waves that I'm riding are last for about 5 to 10 seconds, you know, if it's a good one. But it's one of the outline shapes for Exile. It's called a hybrid, and it's a little wider in the nose than, say, your standard skimboard. But I also like to ride them pretty light and very thin in the rails. I think that for me, that makes them much more maneuverable when I'm like actually riding a wave. They're kind of easier to say, like, do a bottom turn or you know, really be able to do a turn that's kind of similar to a surfing turn. Having that thin and really light board is pretty key for maneuverability for me. Skimboarding, I don't think, has ever gotten more attention than it is these days. But at the same time, I don't really think it's helping us grow all that much, because it's, like I said, it's a difficult thing to do, and there's just only a select few places that you can do it. But it's really, really great to see people kind of, you know, having a little bit of an awe with what we do. And
that was Blair Conklin, kind of talking about everything from, you know, what makes a skimboarding contest different than a surf contest, where they do it. Aliso Pier in Laguna Beach is kind of one of the meccas of skimboarding. I'm talking a little bit about his shape, his Exile skimboards, and if you've ever seen this guy actually surf waves on his skimboard, it's next level. You know, and he talks about, you know, kind of what Brad Domke's doing, which is really meshing skimboarding, surfing, and, you know, he has really aided Brad and Blair have aided with the explosion that we're seeing with skimboarding. And, you know, the fact that, yes, there are a few places in the world that are just really great for high-performance skimboarding, hitting the wave, wrapping around, getting barreled. But the cool thing about skimboarding is you can do it anywhere. East Coast, huge skim scenes. And these are places where there's generally no waves. You know, Virginia Beach, the Carolinas, Florida. A lot of skimming going down, and they're kind of more, I guess, technical flat ground skimming, you know, just pop shove it and tricks like that. And then, of course, you got people skimming in rivers. So skimboarding's rad, and it's, you know, it's underground. I love it. So like I said, the homies at Exile are going to take me for a session, and hopefully I don't embarrass myself. I better start practicing. So Blair Conklin, thank you, Blair Conklin, your current reigning skim ripper. I don't know if that was the World Championships or not. I should have done more skimboarding research. But, you know, there's some great skimboarders you can watch on Instagram, which is basically where skimboarding is probably easiest and best to watch right now, because there's some insane skimmers that you can go to George Bryan, one of the homies. He's got a ton of sick skim videos on his Instagram. Austin Keen, of course. Austin, this dude is gnarly. Austin Keen, K-E-E-N 47. He is a post previous world champion as well. Blair Conklin, you can go to at Blair Conklin. And follow Exile Skimboards as well. And that was the first ever, or second ever, I should say, skim news segment here on the Monday Mass. Do you want more skimboarding news? Hit me up on the DM at Chris Cote on Instagram. And hopefully we'll get some clips skimming this week up at the Zone with the homies at Exile. That was surf news and skim news. There you go. Let's get into snow news. So I just had to ambush Todd Richards, former Olympic snowboarding team member, commentator for the Olympics, commentator for X Games, Dude Tour. The guy does it all. And he still rips at snowboarding, because I saw him with my own eyes. Todd Richards, I called him this morning. He's just coming off. He just woke up. Still just the ultimate throne bone. We couldn't help but talk about Game of Thrones before he gets into his snow report. So if you didn't watch last night's episode, whatever day of the week you're listening to the Monday Mass, cover your ears for this first part. There will be spoilers about butts. How good is Jon Snow's butt last night?
It was so good, dude. But when are they gonna, like, tell him that he's boning his aunt?
spoilers. Those are all spoilers. Hey, Todd Richards here with snow news for the Monday Mass at 7 o'clock on Monday morning, Todd.
It's actually almost 8, and it's snowing in South America. The end.
That's the big news.
Well, I think there's a contest going on in New Zealand and at Cadrona right now, which is the part of the qualifying series for the Olympics going into South Korea.
So that's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal.
And for those of people that live in East Coast, West Coast, United States of America, where do you think the easiest, most accessible, cheapest place that they could go snowboarding right now would be?
Wow. Cheapest, probably South America. I mean, New Zealand flights are expensive. I mean, the cost of tickets and just being a tourist in New Zealand is not that expensive, but getting there is expensive. South America flights, you know, they're reasonable, but you've got to be able to get yourself around. So it's to go snowboarding in the summertime in the Southern Hemisphere is kind of spendy, but you know, you could still go to Mount Hood. I think Mount Hood is still open. You can go up there and ride around on the snowfield. All the camps are gone, but I think that they've still got enough snow that they're running their lifts. I could be wrong, but I think you might be able to still go up to Mount Hood and go snowboarding.
You could go a little bit rogue and kind of DIY snowboard.
Yeah, or you could just hike up and go rogue, yes.
Okay, great. That's great snow news, Todd.
Thanks, Chris.
I'll call you back about Game of Thrones so we don't ruin it for everybody listening.
How about Jon Snow's butt?
Hey, that's not a spoiler. That's fact right there.
Goodbye.
Bye. It's what you get when you ambush people at 7 in the morning and asking them about snowboarding news. You just talk about Game of Thrones and Jon Snow's butt. Did see Khaleesi's butt, too. That was fun. So, yeah, you heard it there. If you live in America, in the United States of America, go to South America. I mean, it might be a little bit more challenging to get yourself from the airport to where you snowboard, but I tell you, it's going to be worth it if you've got that snow bone going, you know, to match Todd's throne bone, then you might want to go get yourself some snow. And in Mount Hood, and you know what? I don't know. I mean, I love that we're supposed to be experts on this, and before we say anything and after we say something, we go, I don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, you could probably go to Mammoth Mountain right now and still catch a slide. Did snowboarders say that? Catch a slide. Another snow news. I saw this on Grind TV. Did I mention snow news was brought to you by Torrey Holistics? I don't think I did. Torrey Holistics, that's where I get my Cushy Punch CBDs. There is no psychoactive effect. I am not high right now. I'm not stoned. But I am on CBD oils, and that's because I played a rock and roll show yesterday and Friday, and my neck was sore as hell. Ate the CBDs right before I went to bed, and guess who's feeling good this morning? This guy talking, me. I'm a CBD believer, and I highly encourage those of you who are suffering from, what, anxiety, soreness, muscle soreness, get on the CBD program. Talk to your doctor if need be. Go to Torrey Holistics, at Torrey Holistics. They're bringing you snow news. Here's the other snow news I was just about to tell you about. So on Grind TV, I saw there are three snow resorts you can buy right now. Maple Valley, Vermont for $950,000. Marshall Mountain, Montana for $2.95 million. And this has to be one of the best names for any snowboard mountain, Blacktail Mountain. $3.5 million. It's in Montana. And I thought Blacktail was the name of a magazine that I saw when I was a kid that I found in a canyon. It's called Blacktail. But that's neither here nor there. Blacktail Mountain, Montana is for sale for $3.5 million. Buy it up. Let's go boarding. Let me get a free lift ticket to whoever buys it, because you heard it here and on Grind TV first. Transworld Snowboarding just released some new raw footage of Alec Ostring from Norway. And this is mind-blowing that this footage... So this is footage that did not make the cut for Transworld's upcoming epic, Arcadia. This is about 3 minutes of raw riding, you know, and Alec just hanging out. And this is stuff that Alec said is not good enough for his part. And this stuff is mental. So that tells you something. When people are pre-releasing uncut raw footage for a video that's this good, you know the video is going to be banging. Arcadia, coming soon. Go to snowboarding.transworld.net. Also, the best 9 new snowboards for 2018 dropping on Transworld. Capita, Nitro, Dinosaurs Must Die, GNU, one of my favorite snowboard names to say, GNU. Rome, yes. And I like the look of these directional boards. That means there's a nose and a tail. I borrow snowboards when I go snowboarding. I'm that dude. Let me borrow your board. So beggars can't be choosers. Hopefully, maybe when I go snowboarding in 2017 and 18, I'll borrow one of these cool boards. What's up, new Capita? Hi. That is snowboarding news. And yes, short but sweet. Thank you, Todd Richards, for reporting. Mostly about butts and also about stuff you kind of know about. Like, hey, go to South America. It's huge. Somebody's going to book their ticket to Brazil and be like, where do I snowboard? And they're going to, yeah, it's not going to work. So go to a proper snowboard travel site to get in the snow. Not a good finish for snow news. Man, I got to step up my snow news game. Hit me, DM me some snow news. We're going to go to skate news now. That was the sound of Tony Hawk turning Clive Dixon pro. Tony Hawk turned Clive Dixon pro for Birdhouse Skateboards. Birdhouse just dropped Saturdays. And I was, oh man, I was busy. I couldn't do the Friday premiere. I couldn't do the Saturday premiere, which was right in my backyard. But all reports are telling us this is one of these seminal skateboard videos. This is going to be a video that kind of changes things. And that's kind of how Birdhouse does it. You remember The End? The first time you watched The End and you got your wig split? That's what I've heard Saturdays is going to be all about once you get your eyeballs on it. It's only been 2 premieres, but there's tons of other premieres going. Follow at Birdhouse for more. But already I've heard, you know, Mickey Vukovic, for one, who knows a lot about skateboarding. I heard through a friend of a friend, Mickey said this video is just like one of the best in the decade. And I did not get permission to use Mickey's quote or name. So, Mickey, can I use your quote? This is the Monday Mass, right? And we're going to get more on Birdhouse Saturdays next week. Because we're going to watch it. We're going to get fired up. We're going to get some responses to what we might think could be the video of the year. We'll see. Other videos have been dropping. Right, left, center. Shane O'Neill dropped Levels. And this is some of the craziest technical skateboarding you'll ever see in your life. 99% of us do not understand what Shane O'Neill is doing on his skateboard, but we all love it. Flip in, flip out. Dude, my mind is in knots watching this video. Shane O'Neill, this was for Nike SB. And you can find it on the internet, folks. Everywhere. Hey, Consolidated Skateboards. This is real, raw skating at its finest. Consolidated Skateboards celebrating 25 years of doing it from the underground. Santa Cruz, California, Consolidated rules. They dropped a banger video, Never Say Never, Antics, you know, bowl skating, park skating, street skating. You got Roberto Alleman, DeMarcus James, Mike Peterson. Long live the Cube. And have you seen their shoes with the banana on the sides? They rule. Go watch the Consolidated Skateboards. Never Say Never edit. Girl dropped When Nature Calls. So many good videos dropped this week. Girl, When Nature Calls. Watch this video. They're playing with fireworks. They almost burned something. Again, they didn't. They put it out. This is a great video. Anytime Girl Skateboards drop something, you know it's going to be good. What else we got here? Oh, Jason Jesse and Brixton have teamed up for a collection that looks sharp. Do you want to dress like Jason Jesse? I do. Therefore, I will be getting myself some of this gear from Brixton. And skate news. which has been brought to you by Masterplan PR. Next month, next week. Remember what I said at the top of the show, Villager Month is September here on the Monday Mass, so we will have some Villager skate team riders on the show as well. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the Monday Mass. Once again, skate news brought to you by Masterplan PR. Follow at Masterplan PR. Some of you may have heard of this show through Masterplan PR's wonderful PR work and messaging. They rule. So follow them at Masterplan PR. That's it for the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. And tune in and rate and review this show. We're going to be giving out some prizes. I don't know. I'll find something around my office to give out. Also, check out youonline.com. Tons of great stuff on You Online. Buy our shirts. We've got socks with weed leaves on them and tacos. What more could you ask for? Go to youstore.com. Go to youonline.com. Thank you for listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote. Talk to you next week and go do this stuff. Skate, surf, snowboard, skimboard. Do it all. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Action sports is awesome. We're taking it back. Copyright. Action sports is cool again. This is the Monday Mass. Bye.